Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I have friends who always ask me if we could ever afford to go out in space or go to Mars, will I go? And, you know, my question is usually a follow-up question, like, will there be football up there? Will there be chocolate? What's the bathroom situation? How do you deal with constipation in zero gravity or a different gravity scenario? So I don't know. And I do know. The answer is a resounding no. A hell to the no. I'm not going to Mars. I'm not going to the moon. It would be cool. It would be a cool thing to do. And maybe I might change my mind when I'm 90, God willing. But right now, it's a hell to the no. Now, we had an explosion with Elon Musk's spaceship today, but they're saying that was a success, and I'll tell you why. So, Elon Musk today had launched his 420. 420 is, you know, marijuana day. So, you know, maybe it was just, well, this is when the weather worked out, or he just, you know, really likes 420, the number. But his Starship, this is the SpaceX, was built to go to Mars. Right? But I don't think this one was supposed to go to Mars. I think this was just supposed to orbit the Earth before it crashed. This was just supposed to be a data-gathering rocket. No humans were on this or anything like that, thank God. So we're watching this, and it clears about 100 seconds and about 120 seconds, and as it's supposed to detach from the rockets, it explodes. But they say that was a success. Because they said that apparently Elon Musk, now maybe, I haven't looked up his earlier quotes. I mean, you know, whenever something happens, you know, the kids were watching me and it went, then I go, oh, that's exactly what I wanted. See, I wanted to see what went wrong. That's what scientists do. We see what went wrong so we can learn from it. Oh, okay. So it was supposed to fall on the ground and break into a million pieces. Absolutely. You know, so I get that, you know, this is a multi-million dollar, you know, billion dollar loss. And you know, he's got stockholders and government people watching. So I can definitely see him go, oh, this is all part of the plan, all part of the plan. It's still launched. It still made, you know, went through the initial stages of the launch and the ascent. As it exploded, as it descended, it exploded, but that's, I'm not going to go into the details of that. But I guess it was supposed to be planned. They expected this to destruct, and it was supposed to gather data before. And I get it, you know, in order to build something, you have to see something fall down, or, you know, you have to, I mean, in order to do surgery, somebody has to have pathology. So I get it. I get that. But the question I have to ask is, should we really be in space? Now, I understand China already has their plans, and if they could attack us from space, yes. We as America do need to boost up our defense forces, and God bless the Space Force for everything they're doing and hoping to keep us safe if another country decides to attack us from space or aliens come. But in terms of us as humans, I just get the heebie-jeebies. I just don't get that warm and fuzzy feeling that we're supposed to later be on Mars, or we're supposed to be taking trips up into, you know, these higher stratospheres. I mean, there's no oxygen, okay? So you can't breathe. There's no gravity. The temperature is, if we humans are not built to live there, I don't know, maybe scientists are thinking, well, we'll adapt. And I get, if something happens to America, it really would be nice for us to have a plan B. It would be very, very cool to just hop the pond and go to a new planet. I still don't understand why it's not Venus. Venus looks a lot more like Earth. It's not as red. And I understand there's a lot of gas and you can't breathe. There's poisonous gases. But, I mean, we can't breathe on Mars either. So I got to look that up. But every time I go, Venus looks more like Earth than, you know, I mean, honestly, Saturn looks cool. Because you got those rings of ice. I mean, imagine the skiing and the snowboarding we could get done. So, you know, and then Uranus, that's got to be a lot of fun. But, you know, it's all about Mars. And then they think they found water on Mars. And what was it? Matt Damon could grow potatoes. And so you notice, that's why we had that movie, Martian. Okay, they knew that Americans especially would not even consider wanting to go to Mars. But once you saw there was the ability for carbs, then, you know, I thought of it. I was like, wait a second, we'd have potato? You mean I could have French fries up there? And I got to remember to bring the salt. And then I was like, maybe that's possible. Once you see carbs exist in another planet or universe, you're like, okay, that's okay. You know, I watch the Spider-Man movies, all of them. And as long as Andrew Garfield, his character was able to eat some carbs, and Peter, oh my gosh, who was the first? Oh my gosh, who was the first Spider-Man? You know, the guy, yeah, that guy, right? And then Tom Holland. As long as I can see them eat carbs, Tom Holland, I think he was eating ice cream in one of them. I'm like, okay, you know what, that metaverse, that could work for me. That could totally, not Peter Parker, but the guy who played it. Oh, okay, you know what, I'm going to be thinking about this all day. Why can't Tobey Maguire, thank you, Tobey Maguire. Yeah, they all ate carbs. Those metaverses are good in my book. So just, you know, I understand it is going to take an act of God. It is going to take an act of technological brilliance to continue our progress in space. And kudos to Elon Musk. Kudos to everybody who landed on the moon, all our astronauts and NASA, our Space Force. And, you know, as much as I hate seeing these things happen, we do have to press forward because we're being told that China has a lot more capability than we imagine because they're not really telling us. You know, they might send a little balloon as a decoy, but they're working on some bigger, badder things. And if they really could annihilate us from space, we have to be able to compete. And we got to be able to go up there and, I don't know, throw some potatoes. Where's Matt Damon when you need him? 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special EMDR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare, and the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So people are like, show me the money, show me the money. How do I get my money? All right, so for those of you who have Facebook, like me, we got some money coming to us. Not a lot, but we got some money coming to us. And now for me, I get excited about 5 cents. So don't get too excited about the amounts. But remember, Facebook, now Meta, had gotten involved in a bunch of lawsuits because they allegedly sold our information to Cambridge Analytica and maybe others that violated our privacy. The lawsuit was launched, I believe, in the District Court in Northern California, Let me see if I have the exact one. I apologize. And this was started, I believe, in 2018. Yeah, the United States District Court for the Northern District of California. Well, they have settled. And they have settled for $725 million. That $725 million is supposed to, minus the legal fees and their cut and whatever else gets taken out, it's supposed to go to the Facebook users. Now, these are Facebook users in America. Because if you take a look and you try to do the math, there's, what, 3 billion people using Facebook worldwide. In the U.S., we're told, and I know a lot of you guys stopped your accounts, but there are about, I think, 240 million users in the U.S. So if you take away, let's say, all the taxes and the lawyer fees. Well, I don't know about taxes. Taxes is a whole other thing. But we probably have about 500 million to split up between 240 million users. Now you start to think about that going, wait a second. Do we each get 2 mil? No. It's just not going to work out that way. Just won't. Sorry, guys. Yeah. So basically what happens is you have to fill out a form. There's an online form and a mail-in form. I know some people are like, oh my gosh, this is a scam. This is a scam. Somebody's going to steal all our information. Don't give your bank account. There's a settlement website. And I mean, I verified it's legit, but I still won't give any bank information. There's a settlement website and a claim form. And I put it on my Twitter and I put it on my Facebook. And I think also on my LinkedIn for those of you guys who want to reach out and look at it. It's everywhere, though. Where you just put, you have to have been using Facebook from 2007 to any time between 2007 to 2022. So if you guys were on Facebook as of last year, you probably you're covered. But if you didn't start until recently, you know, you just turned 13, you probably aren't going to get money. All you have to do is show your you need to for them to reach out to you, address, email. And then you need to give them your username of your Facebook. Now, some of you guys have really dirty, you know, will my finger do? You got, you got to get, maybe get rid of those, clean it up a little bit. But basically, they're going to look up as to whatever you had. And so whatever your username was, that's the one you got to put in there. And they even show you how to do it. If you don't know how to do it, you go to your accounts, your settings, etc. And then you pick your payment. Your payment could be you giving your bank account information. I wouldn't do that. There's PayPal, where all you have to do is give the email address of where your PayPal is. Because when somebody pays you by PayPal, they just need your email. They don't necessarily need any of the other data. They could Venmo the money by Venmo. They just need the phone number. And then I think there's other ways, like your Apple Pay and your Google Pay and all that. I just went for the easy, basic stuff. I think you could do Zelle, but you need to give the account number for that. But if you don't want to do that, if you don't want to do an online form, there's the mail-in form. So, you know, with these class action lawsuits, I've never filed a claim to one. Maybe I have. And because I didn't get anything, I just didn't think much of it. But I don't think I've ever received anything from a class action lawsuit. And my husband said he did, and he got 2 cents. So last night he was like, okay, so I'm going to get 2 cents from this. That sounds good. So I'm like, hey, you know, we could use the 2 cents. Honestly, that gets us a millimeter of gas. So let's do it. Because sometimes I need to move my car. Have you ever done that when you pull up to the gas station and you're like, ah, damn, if I open my door, I'm going to hit that little metal pole thing or that concrete pole. So then you got to move it. There's your 2 cents. So, and people always go, you know, would you like my 2 cents? I have given my 2 cents probably a million times. I'd like to get those 2 cents back. Here's my 2 cents. Here's my 2 cents. Would you like my 2 cents? If I gave my 2 cents on this, I have been giving 2 cents on everything. And, you know, it's no wonder I, you know, do rewears and, you know, I don't dye my hair as often as I should and don't go in for my upper lip wax as often as I should. So with this class action lawsuit, where I though find it fascinating, it's not that we're all going to get a lot of money, okay? But you know, and I know everyone's like, shh, don't tell anybody. It's already out there. People know, and the average person who isn't on Facebook anymore, right, or who doesn't read the news, They won't know. So I don't think all 240 million users are really going to, you know, even apply. And again, for 2 cents, or the average person thinks it's going to be 2 cents and nobody cares. But what I like about this is I have been sick and tired of my information being sold. Now, I know Facebook made a lot of money. In fact, allegedly, and again, this is all allegedly, you're all innocent until proven guilty, I get that. I think allegedly Facebook earned $110 billion last year alone by selling advertisements that were targeted at users. And so I would be talking to my husband about, you know, oh man, you know, I need to get a new bra. And then all of a sudden, a Facebook ad for a bra would pop up. And what was really eerie was it wasn't an A cup or B cup bra. It was a bra ad for over, you know, higher up on the alphabet breasts. And I'm like, how do they know? Why isn't it just a B cup? I used to wear B cups. I mean, I was in the fifth grade, but how do they know my bra size? Yeah, I mean, that's kind of weird. It's just weird. You know, we were talking about condoms. And I don't know what I was doing. I was talking to the kids about it, or my husband, or something like that. All of a sudden, the ad comes up, and the ad comes up for extra large. I'm like, okay, now wait a second here. Okay, we have no electronics in the bedroom. How do they know we would need, if we did need condoms, extra large? That is spooky stuff. That's very, very spooky. Now, I'm not saying that's what this whole lawsuit is about, but I want, if I'm going to be on the computer, I don't want to be pitched all the time. You know, I used to work as a waitress, and I did that for a few years in medical school. And you always had to suggest a sell. You had to suggest a sell. And I didn't like doing that. I wanted my customers to relax. I didn't want to be pushing the appetizer and pushing the extra sides and pushing the dessert. And so what happened is, I guess we had one of those secret shoppers from corporate come in. And, you know, they're like, I didn't bring, I was like, oh, you know, like, oh, you know, would you like an appetizer? They're like, I go, that's okay. The food is big, you know, big portions, whatever. I got in trouble for that because I should have doubled down and pushed the appetizer. People, I don't think, want that. They don't, and I can't stand it. Right now, I'm trying to do my show. I'm trying to talk to you about, you know, the story, and there's 17 different ads popping up. I don't care. You know, I don't need an exterminator. I was talking about spiders the other day, and I have all these exterminator ads. They're spying on us. And what's really scary is I take my phone with me to the toilet. You know what I'm going to do? Maybe let them see what's in the toilet. Maybe that's what we should do. Remember in Tesla? Tesla employees allegedly were looking at people who were naked or doing stuff in their Tesla, like picking their nose because they could access the cameras. Maybe we should just give them a show. I don't know. I mean, you know, Facebook, if they did allegedly give our data to somebody. I don't know if 725 million is enough. Maybe, you know, maybe it should be more. But, you know, we feel like we got our due. I think a lot of these class action lawsuits are a way out. I have not seen many people in class action lawsuits really get what they deserved in terms of money back. If you sold my private information to somebody and now I am going to be hounded for life on double D bras, you know, I think I need more than 2 cents. I think I need more than 5 cents. 725 million isn't going to go that far. But anyway, so for those of you who want it, you know, there's a claim form, etc. But as we move forward with our AI and our social media, they are learning us. They are studying us. And we are being hunted. We're being hunted by advertisers. We're being hunted by hackers. You know, it might not be the jungle, but they're hunting us in our own home. We better be a little bit more prepared. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
USA News Update. More storms coming to the southeast today, now 2 days after a deadly tornado ripped through the small town of Cole, Oklahoma. The system's aiming toward the mid-Atlantic. It'll bring strong rain and hail, but not a big tornado threat. The man accused of shooting a six-year-old girl and her father after a basketball rolled onto his yard is now in custody. 24-year-old Robert Singletary surrendered to authorities near Tampa after Tuesday's shooting at his home in suburban Charlotte. It was just a few months ago that Tesla lowered prices on two of its models. Now it's raising the prices on the Model S and Model X by more than 2.5%. Tesla's stock has fallen thanks to a subpar profit report. And after just a couple of weeks, Twitter's dropping the phrase government-funded from the profiles of some news outlets. NPR, Swedish Public Radio, and CBC stopped using Twitter to protest that label. Rich Johnson, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So Republicans have passed the Protection of Women and Girls in Sports Act. It defines sex as based solely on a person's reproductive biology and genetics at birth. The bill passed a 219-203 vote to prevent transgender women and girls from competing in female school athletics. Now, this probably won't go anywhere because the Senate is Democratic controlled, and the White House has already said that President Joe Biden would veto the measure. He says it targets people for who they are and therefore is discriminatory. And this was introduced by Representative Greg Stube, a Republican from Florida, and he called on colleagues to support his bill. He said Congress in 1972 created Title IX to protect women's sports, to enable women to have an equal playing field in athletics, and in worship to their trans idols. He says the Biden administration wants to flip that on its head. It's insane. He said parents do not want biological men in locker rooms with their daughters, nor do they believe it's equitable a male can compete with women in female athletics. So this is something that, wow, it's interesting because if you don't have any problems, you could find problems. And this is something that, you know, might have been an issue. And I'm sure many, having a family member who's transgender, I completely, you know, a feel for their struggle. But now, this is such a divide. With everything going on right now in the world, we can't figure out what to do with women's sports. And where we go with bathrooms and, you know, for something that used to be less than 1% of the population now, and I understand it's going to be a much larger percent of the population now that people feel they could come out and, you know, and have a society that accepts them. It's still a smaller part of the population that might not even be asking for this. Might not even be asking. Many of them, as I said, you know, when it came to Florida, many individuals have said, look, I'm not asking for this stuff to be introduced to second and third graders. All right? But there are individuals who want to compete as their transgender and identified gender. And having been an educator, there was so much training on Title IX. And how schools couldn't get federal funds if people were discriminated against, including women, if women were exposed or forced to see someone's genitalia that wasn't of their sex, if they felt that they were being marginalized, that when we started to move forward with transgender rights, which I understand, I was like, how are we going to make this work with Title IX? Title IX was designed to make sure that women, you know, had a chance in sports, you know, in bathrooms. Nobody could, be naked in front of them, you know, and show their penis. That would be a major Title IX violation. But now, once you mix everybody up in the locker room or bathrooms, how does Title IX not lose their federal funding? Well, it changed. Title IX now was almost erased that part. Sexual harassment, they still cover. But it isn't sexual harassment if somebody is transgender and changing their clothes. And I get that. But it's you're confusing schools, you're confusing people. And now you also have a system here where we would separate girls from boys for safety. And we would separate from a sports standpoint, from a weightlifting, from a running, from a flag football, because they stopped doing regular football in a lot of schools, in depending on the districts, because the boys could hurt the girls. Now, even though girls can tackle each other, I mean, I've been tackled by women who were, they could do some damage. But there's more injuries that can happen if somebody is of a different strength. And we saw that in a volleyball tournament. And now, mind you, other people get knocked out on the volleyball tournament. You know, maybe it's the only video where it was a transgender who spiked the ball. But it does, you know, elicit that individuals have strength. Boys have, at times of their growth, more strength than their female counterparts on average. So how do we, quote-unquote, protect the runner, the volleyball player, the soccer player, the basketball player? And then how do you prevent people who are trying to gain an advantage. You know, it's going to be very, very easy to identify any way you like, which, again, I support. But it's not going to be that difficult then for people to say, you know what, I'm tired of losing. I'm tired of losing. You know what, I don't need to identify as male. I identify as female. I don't even, you don't even have to go through the transitioning. You don't have to go through, you identify, all laws protect you. So then what happens? Are we always going to have either male or transgender females on the medal stand? So if we made all this progress for women in sports, what, you know, will a progress in the transgender fight, you know, intersect, parallel? How do we do this? And so now here we are with Congress and Senate, and this bill won't go through, but they're trying to, you know, quote unquote, in their bill, protect women and girls in sports, protection of women and girls in sports. And, you know, somebody could say, yeah, but, you know, most transgender athletes are not attacking these other. Yeah, I haven't heard of any transgender athlete attack. I mean, most transgenders I know are really, really nice and really just, they're great people. But we have had in prisons rapes. I guess somebody who had said they were transgender had impregnated two of the female inmates. I forget if that was in New Jersey. And remember, we're assuming somebody who's transgender, which we shouldn't be doing, we're assuming the sexuality of somebody who's transgender. Somebody who's transgender can still be heterosexual or homosexual on their biological base. Someone who's transgender may still want to have a child. We assume if somebody's transgender, they want to completely, you know, wipe out any trace of their previous sexual characteristics and become infertile and completely transformed. That's not true. Many transgenders just don't want to identify. They want to identify who they are, but they still like their parts. They still want to have children. So, I don't know if legislators and schools are prepared, because it's going to contradict. And it's going to force somebody to take a stand. Just like with abortion, I don't know if we're ever going to agree. You know, I think there is an easier way to do it. Put it in the hands of the doctors. The patient goes to the doctor. Leave the pharmacy out of it. Leave the taxpayers out of it. Leave the employers out of it. Just leave everybody else out of it. Because I don't think you're going to have a world that, or a country that agrees that the fetus isn't a life or the fetus is a life. Now, there's going to be no convincing either way. People are going to be convinced that fetus is alive and well and give it a chance to grow. Others are going to be convinced, no, it's not alive until after a certain time of the pregnancy or after it can live on its own. So then maybe we need to do a different way. Yeah, I mean, maybe we need to do sports and separate people based on, if we're worried about safety, maybe we have to base it on strength, like we do with boxing or weight or height. But I'm not sure where we're going to go with this, but it seems to be dividing people more. And I mean, we got possible war with China coming up. We're going to have to figure out how to unify fast. 1-877-DELI.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. And many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And again, Thank you to our producer, Daniel. Okay, so remember I had said that we seem to have gone back and forth on identifying our differences, whether it's race, whether it's gender, in society, but we can't do that in medicine because certain people might be at higher risks. And I also have never liked the concept of treating everybody the same. You want to treat everybody equally and give everybody equal access. But we're giving whites, blacks, Asians, Hispanics the same medication. And we're not understanding that there's differences within us. That maybe one medication might work better than others. In medical school, we had learned that calcium channel blockers might be a better medication to start for high blood pressure on somebody who's black than, let's say, an ACE inhibitor or a water pill. Yet, I see all the time individuals on water pills and their potassium is dropping. I'm like, why didn't they try a calcium channel blocker first? We have studies saying that certain medications will work better depending on one's ethnicity and genetics. Now, with cancer screening, same thing. I would have patients who would be new to me and would either be cancer survivors or in the middle of cancer, and they were younger. These black men were younger when they got their prostate cancer or colon cancer. And I was like, you know, forget the guidelines. I think we need to start screening sooner. Now, same thing with mammograms. I had a patient who was only in her 40s, and you know, I'm like, you know, we're going to get a baseline mammogram. Okay, I'm not going to wait till you're 50. And lo and behold, we found breast cancer. Now, I'm not saying everybody needs to start screening when they're in the 30s, but you need to at some point embrace a race, and you need to understand that we all may have different genetics, and it can't be a one-size-fits-all in medicine. Well, finally, it looks like some, you know, public officials might be listening, as the American Cancer Society has now said black women should start their mammograms at age 42 and not wait till 50. Well, thank you. It's about flipping time. You know, we really need to do these screenings, depending on Ashkenazi descent, family history. It really is a personal issue. Now, most physicians do take a look at risk factors. Most physicians will say, look, I understand this is what the guidelines are, but based on what you've gone through and your body type and your risk factors, we're going to run the tests. And so many doctors do practice the way I did. But you need the United States Services Preventative Task Force to be on board in order to get insurance to pay for it. A doctor could want something as the day is long. It doesn't mean insurance is going to pay for it. So the American Cancer Society, actually an international team of researchers, published in the journal JAMA Network Open, said that we might want to start screening black women at age 42 instead of 50. Now, the American Cancer Society and Mayo Clinic have already emphasized that we should start with the option at age 40. See, it's interesting. I was trained, and we don't do this anymore, but I was trained to get a baseline at age 35. And then at 40, you get a mammogram, and you compare it. And then in their 40s, they would go every couple years. And then by age 50, they would get it every year. Now we've changed that to, if you're between 50 and 74, getting an annual mammogram. But, and then if you have dense breasts, you also need to have an ultrasound added to it. But, you know, I same thing with prostate. I would get a baseline PSA, and then later when they're 50, we could compare it. And if it's going up, well, then you know something is amiss. But some people, they're just not getting their first mammogram until they're 60. I've had family members who did that. They say black women have a 4% lower incidence rate of breast cancer than white women, but they have a 40% higher breast cancer death rate. So according to Dr. Madi Fallah, author of the new study, so I apologize, this didn't come from the American Cancer Society. We already know American Cancer Society recommends age 40 for women. They say the take-home message for U.S. clinicians and health policymakers is simple. Clinicians and radiologists should consider race and ethnicity, thank you, when determining the age at which breast cancer screening should begin. Also, health policymakers can consider a risk-adapted approach to breast cancer screening to address racial disparities in breast cancer mortality, especially the mortality before the recommended age of population screening. So risk factors for breast cancer include being greater or older than 50. That is a risk factor. That's kind of where the guidelines came from. But they also have to remember it also is based on race as well. Family history, BRCA1, BRCA2 gene mutations, alcohol use, if you were never pregnant, or if you became pregnant for the first time over the age of 35. If you started your periods early, like before 11 years old, if you are obese, especially after menopause, if your breasts are dense, if you don't have a lot of physical activity, if you use birth control pills, if you've had previous precancerous tumors like atypical hyperplasia, if you were ever exposed to DES, previous radiation therapy. So we're not saying that one particular race is, let's say, a risk factor. But what we're saying is some individuals will have more aggressive cancer. We see blacks have more aggressive colon cancer on the whole, more aggressive prostate cancer, and more aggressive breast cancer. So maybe we need to screen earlier. So many of you say, well, okay, well, that's fine. Great, just change it. The problem we have right now is with the Affordable Care Act. The Affordable Care Act did some good things, but what they did that kind of messed some things up, and I'm not even going to go into the whole deductibles and all that and a bunch of doctors just leaving the field. That was a cluster and a seventh. But when they said that insurance companies have to pay for essential tests, all right, on the outside, that sounds great. Yay. Okay, these insurance companies have to pay for mammograms. Most of them did anyway, but they have to pay for mammograms. What they did, however, is ask and you shall receive. But that's all you're going to receive. So the mammogram you get for free is the screening mammogram. I don't get screening mammograms. My doctor won't. I'm beyond that. I have to get a diagnostic mammogram and an ultrasound because my breasts are dense. Obamacare doesn't cover that. They only cover the screening. And a lot of women will say, why the hell do I have a bill for this? You know, I noticed my mammograms and my colonoscopies were cheaper before Obamacare. And it's because Obamacare will pay for your colonoscopy. They'll pay for the scope going in, but it won't pay for the polyps or any biopsies as it comes out. I mean, I could stick a colonoscopy in easy. Take that money. I will save the money. I will insert my own colonoscope. But please, for the love of God, pay for the biopsies. And so they went from screening to diagnostic. And so many women will say, you know what, no, just give me the freebie one. Don't do the diagnostic mammogram. That might be 3D or might have better views and more in-depth looks. But like, don't do that one. Just give me the freebie one. Well, that might not be enough for you. So we need, you know, if Obamacare is mandating that these insurance companies pay for screenings, you know, and let's say women, whether they're black or not, have dense breasts, that screen has to include the ultrasound. But if the U.S. Preventative Services Task Force doesn't delineate that, the insurance company won't pay. So that's kind of what we have to work on. 1-877-DOCTOR.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.